The technology that we're testing, it's based on sonar, and sonar are those instruments that you have on the bottom of ship's hulls, and they're even the people use in their boats as fish detectors.
Excuse my amateur science. When we're talking about sonar, is that like vibrations in the water?
At one level it is, yeah. It's a very high-pitched frequency of sound that goes beyond the level of hearing of marine animals. And it sends out a very strong pulse. And because it's sound, it travels through the water, and when it hits an object that it can't pass through, it reflects, it bounces back, and it gets like an echo. And when you get a very high frequency sound and it's generated from lots of different beams, you get a very high resolution signal or echo that's coming back. When you can project that onto a video screen, and it almost looks like a video of that object, it's such at a high resolution.
Right, and in this instance, that object is the shark?
That's right. Yeah, the technology aims to be able to detect a shark and to discriminate that from other sorts of objects like a fish or a dolphin or a piece of floating seaweed.
How would it do that?
It's got some very clever software that's built into the sonar, and it's a high-resolution sonar, so it sends out lots of beams, so it gets a very high-resolution signal that comes back, and it's fine enough that it can actually analyze the swimming and movement motion of the object. And the software is able to say that object that I'm looking at is swimming like a shark, or that object that I'm looking at is not swimming like a shark, and therefore it could be a bit of floating seaweed, it could be a school of fish, or it could be a fish or a dolphin.
And you said as well with seaweed, it's got a less of a density. So is it picking up on kind of that mass as well of the object?
Yeah, it is, because the density of the shark's body is slightly different to seawater. So therefore, as soon as the sound hits it, it slows down or it stops, and then it gets reflected back. Some of it does pass through the body, but because the animal's body is much denser than the surrounding seawater, it bounces back off it.
Relaying that sonar signal back to, say, someone on shore who's trying to track sharks in a little bay or something like that, what does that signal coming back look like to the person on land?
It looks like on an image, when the image is fine enough, you can actually see something moving through the water and swimming in the motion like a shark. The idea of the technology is that when it's refined and it detects a shark, it will send a text message back to lifeguards on the beach to say, I've detected a shark and it's more than 2 meters in length.
So they're getting a visual as well?
No, there is a visual that's recorded, but the message that would go back to the beach would be just a text message to say, here's a shark. Because the image is a very large data file. As you can imagine, there's lots of information in there, so it's a very large file. But then it sends out a text message that's very descriptive and does say, here's a shark, here's its approximate position, this is the size of it.
Can it differentiate between different types of shark?
That's a great question. At the moment, it can't do that. It's not refined enough to do that. All it can do is discriminate a shark from something that's not a shark.
So does that mean if, say, there was an text message coming through saying that there was quite a small shark, but then they realized it's just like a big fat fish, is that something that might prop up as a problem?
Hopefully not, because the software, the way it's designed, is it sends a text message when it's at a certain level of confidence.
So that confidence just being...
it's getting more and more information about the way this object is swimming and its size. And as it's tracking, it's gathering more information so it can be much more confident about the decision.
What does it look like? Like what is this technology? Is it a camera thing?
It's potentially looks like just a black box, maybe, 20 centimeters by 10 centimeters. It's quite small.
How does it differentiate from a similar system that might be used to track just standard fish?
The only discrimination is it sends out a lot more beams. It's almost like having a camera with a small number of pixels versus a camera with lots and lots of pixels. You'll end up with a much finer image. And the same with the sonar, you'll end up with a much more detailed image that therefore allows the software to analyze it.
When you were trialing it, where were you putting the box? Were you putting it on a boat or were you putting it on a buoy? Where was it positioned so that it could collect all this information?
We trialled it off Port Stephens and it was secured to a mooring on the seabed.
So what's that, sorry?
It's a big block of cement and a frame that sits on the seabed. and it sits there approximately a meter just above the sand, and it points out to the off the beach.
Why Port Stephens? Like, why did you choose that site to trial this technology?
Because the previous research that we have done showed that Port Stephens was a nursery area for great white sharks. It's a place where we know they gather, and that they're fairly predictably there around late October, November each year.
And is that the main incentive for using this technology now, is for sharks like great whites?
For sharks like great whites, but other sharks that are known to attack humans. The main sharks that are responsible for attacks on humans are great whites, tiger sharks, and bull sharks. We were fairly confident that we would find great white sharks at Port Stephens, and that's why we tested it there.
Where do you see the use for this technology most? Do you see it in beachy areas? Do you see it in bays, like even like Sydney Harbour area? Where would this technology be best utilised?
The developers of the technology are hoping that it would be useful to deploy off beaches where there's more people swimming, where you can potentially create a curtain of the sonars in front of a swimming beach between two headlands. If you put enough of them out there, you can monitor the whole area of the entrance to a beach, or you could deploy them off an area where the bathing area, the swimming area where the surf flags are positioned. You could potentially position them there as well.
And what value is this technology and this research to you? Because you've done an extensive amount of research in the area of sharks. What stands out about this for you?
To me, the potential here is to add to the suite of methods for monitoring sharks, to seeing whether they're actually present off beaches. And therefore, that then raises the really relevant question about, well, do we therefore need shark nets off beaches? One of the main approaches that governments have used to reducing the likelihood of a shark attack is to put shark nets off beaches. And the idea then is you just reduce the number of sharks by actually catching them in the nets and they die. You reduce the likelihood of attack by reducing the number of sharks. Now, that has a whole lot of unintended consequences when you get other animals that are become trapped and die in those nets, like turtles, dolphins. So ideally and hopefully a new technology that could replace shark nets, and that it's proven to be effective, would be the ideal solution.